talk on the path to happiness. I think the path here doesn't mean the external path. Here it means the internal path. Internal path, and the internal path here refers to the mind. So we have to focus the mind, we have to develop the mind, we have to improve the mind. If our mind is negative, if our mind has anger and jealous, then it means we are causing more suffering, we are not helping to gain the happiness. So here, part means mind, and it means not all the mind, or not all the thoughts, but here it means the positive mind, or the positive thought. So, one person cannot develop positive and negative mind together at the same time. So, for example, cold water and hot water cannot be in the same cup at the same time. So if we need to have positive mind, then first we need to know what are the positive mind and what are the negative mind. After knowing these two well, then we know what is to be adopted and what is to be abandoned. So therefore, first it is important to identify the positive thoughts and also to identify the negative thoughts. So positive thought is based on non-violence, based on peace, based on harmony. And to have non-violence, peace and harmony, it is important to develop the positive thoughts. So we can say these are the base of positive thoughts, and also through this one can also develop positive thoughts. And what is the negative thought? So negative thought means thought that is based on non-violence, or negative thought means anger and jealous that makes oneself unhappy and that makes others unhappy and that makes oneself others to experience more and more suffering. So therefore, we should start controlling our anger and our jealous and our other negative thoughts, starting from our own family members. Actually, in Tibetan, there's a saying, if our inner family is not auspicious, then we cannot have external auspiciousness. Or if we cannot fulfill the purpose externally. So in the family also, if one argues with each other, if we fight against each other within the family, then family is not in prosperous, family is not happy. So anger, fighting, argument can only make the situation back to worse. It won't give happiness to the family members. If we examine carefully what is the benefit in arguing, fighting against the family members, then we will not find any benefit. It only causes us unhappiness, it only causes us suffering, mental suffering, and also can destroy our happiness. So there's no benefit at all in such things. Actually, showing anger to the family members is more harmful than and more serious than showing anger to other person or unknown person. Other persons to whom if we generate anger, then that person is someone that we will not associate with every day. So we will not see him or her every day. And that's why we won't have chance to show anger to that person every day. So therefore, we will not get angry to that person every day. But if we show anger to our own family members, and these family members are with you every day at the same home, in the same house. So therefore, if one show anger to your own family member, then it might become a habit for you to show anger every day or very often. So then, the more you show anger, the more negative deeds that you are committing, the more serious negative deeds that you are committing. It means the more cause of suffering are committed by yourself. So therefore, it is very important to control our anger, starting from our family members. So to control, we should have respect. We should generate loving kindness and compassion to our family members. In our teaching, it says, taking oneself as an example, then one should not harm others, or one should not do harmful actions to others. So it means when we receive harmful actions from others, like physically beating or verbally receiving scolding or harsh words or unpleasant speech, then when we receive this, then we are not happy. We don't enjoy receiving this from others. So similarly, if we use harsh words or unpleasant speech, or if we scold others, or if we beat others, then others will also have the same feeling. They will not enjoy, they will not feel happy, they will experience great suffering, just like we do. When we receive this, we are not happy and we are suffering. And in the same way, others also have the same feeling. And also, sometimes the problem caused by ego, or many problems, actually problems in general caused by ego. So sometimes one thinks one's own idea is always right, and others' idea is always wrong. Then you create more and more problems within the family or with others. So sometimes one's own idea can be right, sometimes others' idea can be right. So one should always respect others' idea and also always discuss, and then one can find the right solution. And therefore, it is very important to have positive thoughts within the family and also with others. Positive thoughts means to have loving kindness and compassion. Loving kindness and compassion also have many different levels, many different kinds of levels. One can have loving kindness and compassion to 100 people, or 1,000 people, or 100,000 people, million people, etc. Even those who don't believe in any religion, even those free thinkers, can have loving kindness and compassion to certain beings, or limited beings. Like although they don't believe in religion, but they have the good wish to help poor children, or help help the school for the poor children, or give food and drinks to poor, etc. They can also do these kind of good things. But here in the teaching, when you say loving kindness and compassion, it means to extend towards all the beings without any exception, without any discrimination. The loving kindness and compassion here is the limitless than the loving kindness and compassion. Why we have to practice loving kindness and compassion to all? It is because, for example, if someone treat us good, or if someone show us loving kind of compassion, then we feel happy, we feel joy, and we feel secure, we feel protected. So similarly, taking oneself as an example, if we show loving kindness and compassion to others, and they will also feel happy, they will feel joy, and they will respect, they will feel protected and secured. Also, in the teaching it says, helping others is the cause of one's own happiness. And wishing to gain happiness for oneself alone is the cause of one's own suffering. So that is also a reason for us to help and benefit others. And also, just like oneself wish to gain happiness, similarly, every sentient being also has the same wish to gain happiness. And just as oneself wish to overcome suffering, similarly, every sentient being also has the same wish to overcome the suffering. It means we all have common goal to achieve. So when we have this common goal to achieve, at this time, if we ignore others' welfare and if we just emphasize on oneself alone, then it is not right. It is not proper to do. So in the teaching also, it emphasizes to practice the equality of self and others. And also, we should focus on the similarities of all the beings. Generally speaking, sentient beings have similarities, part, and also differences. So if we focus more on the differences, then we will be more distant from the others who have these differences. If we emphasize on the similarities, for example, we all have similar features. All the human beings have similar features, like one face, two hands, etc. We all have the same. Not only our appearance are similar, but also our wish is also same. We all wish to gain happiness and overcome suffering. So if you focus on these similarities, then it makes us closer to others. So we have the closeness thought towards others. So when we have the feeling of closeness with others, then it is very easy for us to develop loving kindness and compassion to all the beings. Actually, if we really think about the loving kindness and compassion, then we can feel, we can experience that these positive thoughts can make us happy, can make others happy. No one can see faults in these positive thoughts. So, loving kindness and compassion is key to the success, is key to the harmony, is key to the peace and happiness. So, loving kindness and compassion to all living is the source of happiness. When we have sincere loving kindness and compassion, then we won't harm others. Harming others is not caused by loving kindness and compassion. It is caused by the opposite thought, like anger. The Dharma teaching is based on loving kindness and compassion. And without this, it is not possible to practice the Dharma. We should practice loving kindness and compassion to all. And through this practice, we can gain real happiness. So, the real happiness and worldly happiness are two different things. So here, path to happiness, path here means positive path, like loving kindness and compassion. And happiness here means the genuine happiness, not just worldly happiness. So genuine happiness and worldly happiness are different. They are different from a cause point of view, from nature point of view, and from duration point of view. So from the cause point of view, worldly happiness is only happiness can be caused by negative actions. For example, if worldly people, if they killed their own enemy, if they killed their own enemy, then they feel joy, they feel happy. So this kind of happiness is worldly happiness, and this kind of happiness can come from killing other. So this kind of happiness is not the real happiness. This is caused by negative deeds. And something that is caused by a negative is cannot be a genuine happiness. It is only a worldly happiness. Also, sometimes worldly people are satisfied when they scold others or when they beat others. But these are not real happiness. These are just a worldly happiness that they can experience through such harmful actions. So worldly happiness can be caused by anger. Also, worldly happiness can be caused by attachment.
También se puede causar por el apego.
Like when we have, when we meet with right people, or when we meet with our own friends, or when we have the right, or when we have the food that we have that we like, or when we have the house or car that we like, and we feel happy because we have attachment to these things. And when we get these things that we are attached to, then we feel happy. So when we have attachment to these things, then it can give us temporary joy, not the long-lasting joy. It is like tasting poisonous food. A delicious poisonous food. So when we taste delicious poisonous food, when we eat, it feels joy because it's very tasty. It feels joy and happiness. That happiness is for only for short term. It's a temporary happiness. But after eating it, then when it reaches our stomach, then later on it can cause us to experience some pain, or it can also cause to take the dear life, one can die. So attachment can cause us to experience worldly happiness, but it is not the genuine happiness. And also it can cause us long-term suffering. So worldly happiness is caused by negative deeds. It's caused by anger, attachment, and others. But the genuine happiness is always caused by infinite loving kindness, compassion, and positive physical and verbal actions. So there's differences in the cause point of view, and also from the nature point of view, the worldly happiness is not real happiness. It's a suffering of change. The worldly happiness is not real happiness. In reality, it's a suffering. It's kind of suffering. It's different kinds of suffering. For example, this is an example when one meets with a new friend. Then in the beginning, one feel happy, and then after some time, then one argue with that person and fight and feel unhappy with that person. So it means meeting with new friends is not a real happiness. But if it is a real happiness, then the more you stay with them, the more happiness you should experience. But it is not. Sometimes the longer you stay, the more suffering that you experience. Also, for example, when one moves from a poor house to a good house, then one feels happy. But if this is the cause of real happiness, then the more you stay in that house, the more happiness that you should experience. But after staying there for a long time, then you will have other problems or physical pains and other mental suffering. So it means that good house is not the real cause of happiness. It's a suffering of change. It changes from happiness to suffering. So this is not the real cause of happiness. So the nature of worldly happiness is suffering. And tradition point of view also, it won't last for a long time. And so therefore, the genuine happiness is different, because genuine happiness is caused by positive thoughts, and also it is the genuine happiness which is free from any kind of suffering. And also the one you attain this genuine happiness or the ultimate happiness, then you won't reverse from that state. You will always have this kind of genuine happiness forever. So when we say pathway happiness, so here happiness means genuine happiness, a happiness that comes from positive thoughts, that comes from a loving kindness and compassion. So and therefore, if you really wish to create peace and harmony, then we should focus on the similarities, and we should think that the whole human beings as one big human family. So if we think like this, then we can feel closer to others, and when we feel closer to others, then we can respect to others, we can make others happy, we can help others. So, therefore, we must focus on these things. And also, we should make loving kindness and compassion as our habit. We should familiarize with this. We should make this as our habit. Then we can get used to it. These kind of things, if it becomes habit, then we can really help others. Actually, we can buy many external things from others, from shops, but we cannot buy inner peace and harmony. So for this, we have to put effort to generate loving kindness and compassion. So through this, we can have the inner peace and harmony, and we can share this peace and harmony with others, with our family members, and also all the other beings. So through this, we can prevail peace and harmony in the whole world and beyond. And also, we should think that we all have the same wish, and we are like big human family. For example, there are many different kinds of animals, such as tiger, lion, leopard, and others. All these are called as a cat family. Cat family. Although there are different animals, but they all are called cat family. So similarly, we as a human being, we belong to different culture, different race, different. We have different language, etc. But we all are from one big human family. So if we think in this way, then it makes closer and it makes easier for us to practice loving kindness and compassion. So happiness should come from mind, from positive mind. And Buddha's teaching train us how to be positive. Buddha's teaching train us how to abandon or how to control our anger and jealousy and other negative thoughts. And Buddha's teaching teach us how to take care of others, how why we have to take care of others, or we should take care of others. So this teaching is precious and profound because it makes oneself a good person and a person that has the wish to help others. So we can say Dharma teaching is, so we can say and believe that Dharma teaching is the path to happiness. But to gain benefit from the Dharma practice, we should do genuine Dharma practice. Genuine Dharma practice from our mind, not just through our body and speech. Although we do a proper physical and verbal Dharma practice, but if our mind is having a wrong intention, then it is not a genuine Dharma practice. So nowadays we see people are giving food and giving clothes to poor people, but at the same time taking selfie and posting in their own Facebook to make names to show that they are good. So this is not a good intention. This kind of help has condition to gain praise from others, to look good, or like that. So this means that our intention is not pure. We are not doing the help unconditionally. We have some condition to do these things. We want something back from doing these good things. So it means this kind of help has condition, with conditions. So we should have pure mind and then help others, especially the needy people, those who really need the help. We should help them without any condition, without any expectation of anything in return. So we should help others without any expectation in return. If our mind is pure, then our action will be pure. When our mind and actions are pure, then we can help others in a pure way. Through this, we can really help others to gain happiness. And through this, one will also feel happy. So the main part of happiness is to have a positive mind and to practice the positive thoughts, one's family and all the others. Then one can have short and long-term happiness. Not only for oneself alone, but mainly for all the others. And you can get through this, one can also gain happiness. So with this, I conclude my short talk. And at the end, I wish that may all of you and all the other beings, or all the sentient beings, can really practice the positive mind, and through this can gain short and long-term happiness. And also, I hope we all can understand this meaning, and not only that, we all can implement this meaning in our daily life, so that we all can really enjoy the happiness with all the other beings. Okay, thank you.